you seen Tom O'Dell before?
No.
So you're looking forward to tonight then?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Are you big fans of Tom O'Dell?
No, not really.
Are you looking forward to tonight though?
Yeah, I've seen him before. Yeah.
The emotion he puts into it, the hair flicking.
Have you seen him before?
Yes, at Jersey Live, yeah.
Oh right, was that good?
Amazing.
And when did you first become like a big fan or become interested in
music? After Jersey Live, actually, yeah. To be honest with you, before that I didn't really like his music that much. Then I saw him live last year and it changed my mind completely.
And when did you first become like fans of Tom O'Dell?
At Christmas.
I'd heard of him last year. He won the Brit Award for like best newcomer artist. Yeah. I was loving him then. I'm like, I'm not a major fan. I'm just like, whenever I hear his songs, I like them.
It was when I first heard Another Love. Then it was that was the first song I heard.
On another love, all my tears have been used up.
And what particularly do you like about his music?
It's just really different from everyone else.
It's different to other artists.
Are there any particular songs that you're looking forward to tonight?
Another Love. That's his most well-known one, which I think is his best one.
Hold Me. Yeah, I really like that song,
Grow Old With Me, maybe. It's probably the best one on the album, I think.
Probably Another Love and Grow Old With Me.
This gig at the Pavilions in Plymouth definitely showed off Tom O'Dell's talent as an artist and showed why he rightly deserved the Critics' Choice Award at the Brits last year. It was clear why he had been nominated for the Best British Breakthrough Act this year along with London Grammar and Bastille, and he is also nominated for Best Male. The small intimate venue really suited his performance and allowed everyone to see his excellent piano playing. Tom played nearly all of the album, including those more well-known, such as Grow Old With Me, Hold Me and I Know. He opened the show with the song Long Way Down, which is the title for both his album and tour. Everyone seemed to be greatly anticipating his performance of Another Love, which he saved until the end to bring a great finish to the gig. Another love, all my tears be used up. An encore of covers such as I Just Want To Make Love To You was also a great addition and finished the gig in an upbeat mood, leaving the audience still wanting to hear more. Highlights of the gig were his performances of I Can't Pretend and Grow Old With Me. His piano playing was also a refreshing change from the various guitar acts around at the moment. His distinctive voice, which has been often described as fragile yet powerful, along with his piano playing, really showed him off as an individual and unique artist, and demonstrates why he has become so recognised. Seeing him live makes you realise how he does stand out from the current crowd of singer-songwriters. The backing musicians who accompanied him work seamlessly together while still letting Tom O'Dell take centre stage. His performance was somehow energetic despite the slow pace of some of his songs. Many people commented on the emotion that he puts into his performances and how he is dedicated to putting on a good performance for the audience. He seemed to have a great stage presence and his performance definitely justified the hype around his album. His support act was James Bay, who will be joining him on the majority of this tour. This was a great act to start off the gig and got the audience excited for Tom's performance while showcasing a new and upcoming talent. In addition to the songs that are becoming very familiar from his Long Way Down album, Tom O'Dell also played some new material, which he is preparing for his next album. This added a good interlude between his well-known tracks, and it was great to hear what he is preparing to release in the next year. Overall, this was undoubtedly a great start to his Long Way Down tour, and his performance seemed to live up to it, if not succeed everyone's expectations. Anyone who has tickets or the chance to see Tom O'Dell later in his tour is definitely in for a good night.
Tom O'Dell before?
No, but tonight was amazing.
Did you really enjoy it then?
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you enjoy the gig tonight?
Yeah, it was really
good. Yeah.
Really, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Thank you. What did you think, Mark?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was amazing.
It was so good.
One of the best things I've ever seen live.
Yeah. What were your highlights? What stood out for you?
Well, the end bit when he came back on, I think it was really good, because otherwise it would have ended pretty on a low note.
And the energy, had so much energy.
It was really upbeat for a piano concert.
Yeah.
Probably the support acts. I really enjoyed them.
Okay.
Just how professional they are, musician wise, and how they can just jam and play together. It's just as a band as well.
But him
just playing anything, but it's just always so good.
The songs off his album were amazing.
I love the cover of the song that I can't remember the name of.
I barely listened to his music and I thought his voice was really good.
Another love, I don't know, because I think the song means something different to each person, and for me it was I was really connected with it, and it was really emotional.
Tom's piano skills, we've only seen Tom, we didn't see any of the support bands,
okay.
but mainly Tom on the piano and just good production really.
Once you've seen someone, what's the point of seeing them again?
And would you recommend him, Tom O'Dell or the support acts, to friends and other people to go and see?
Not so much Tom O'Dell. I don't think it was quite up to what I expected.
Definitely, it's a great guy.